League One Volleyball is back. The world's best players together on American soil. This is volleyball like you've never seen before. Huge swings, massive walks, jaw-dropping digs. A sport where every play is a highlight. League One Volleyball returns January 7, 2026, with teams in Atlanta, Austin, Houston, Madison, Nebraska, and Salt Lake. To buy tickets, visit lovb.com/iHeart.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Von Sinatra, swing to Brando stage. Marilyn's Grace to JFK's age. It's Johnny Russo, Hollywood's own. Where Jeannie Raymond's secrets are shown.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for another Hollywood Godfather podcast. And this is our last show for 2025. And this time I really mean it. But everything in my life, you know, as most of you who are fans and followers, we thank you for that. You know, I always say I've always had opportunities and obstacles. Well, here again, I wrote this book that you all know about now, because I talk about it all the time. I'm very proud of it, Mafia Secrets. And it's really doing well, and I thank you for that. But as we know, and I talk about that more so, this book that I'm getting the cover of to show it to you, this book here by James Patterson, right there.
There you go. Okay?
James Patterson, The Last Days of Marilyn Monroe, have not only became an opportunity for me, it solidified everything I've been saying for 63 years. Every time I talk about Marilyn, I know the date, it's etched in my mind, August 28, 1962. I was with Marilyn at Cal Neva. Here's the photographs of that. That's us, Sinatra, Buddy Greco, Frank's, you know, these are in my book, some of these pictures.
I've never seen the bottom left-hand side of that picture with Marilyn. Who's that next to her there?
Frank Sinatra sitting in a chair.
That's incredible. I've seen the other ones several times. I hadn't seen that one.
No, but why I'm showing you that also is that solidifies. I was there with them. I was sent there as normally to be Frank Costello's eyes and ears. He knew something was going on. He said, I want you to go there. Go to Cal Neva. Cal Neva, for the people who don't know, is a resort that was built on the California-Nevada border. It was owned by Frank Sinatra and other people behind the scenes like Sam Giancana, the underboss of Chicago. And they built it so the mob had a casino to go to. And what I mean by that, in Nevada, if you're a mobster or in the Black Book or any other reason that you're in the Black Book is the Bible of people who can't go in your place. Like when I have my restaurants that had casinos, certain people cannot come in. Tony Spilotro can't come in. John Gotti can't come in. And I don't care who they are. And I got in a lot of problems even with Spilotro. He'd show up 4 o'clock in the morning drunk and want to come in.
Right.
But I couldn't let him in. I'd lose my license.
Close
so they
down.
Created this place on the borderline. The cabins on the California side were all for mobsters and people like that in shady colors. But you walk across the pool, that's the casino. And nobody's watching it constantly. They're watching the front door and everything else. So at late at night, everybody, would be partying after midnight, 2 o'clock, and then they'd go in there. Why I'm bringing that up, I was to be there with that picture taken. That was Buddy Greco and Marilyn in between me and Buddy Greco. Then there's another picture of just Marilyn and I. And then there's a picture of that you just mentioned and didn't see before, Jeannie. It
Yeah.
was Sinatra sitting in a beach chair looking at me, looking at Marilyn's derriere, saying, "What's up with these two?" But nobody ever knew. But that's all. I'm setting the stage for what was going on. And Marilyn, at the end of the day, was taken for a walk by Sinatra to speak to her privately around the pool, which that conversation didn't stay private too long. Because he asked her, like they did with J. Edgar Hoover in Chicago, they laced the place with cameras. And with J. Edgar Hoover, nobody knew he was a cross-dresser. So they created a party in Chicago. And he came in with a cocktail dress on and feathers on and all this. This is the head of the FBI.
He showed up to an event like that?
Well, they created deliberately to lure him there.
Oh.
They lured
Holy
him to this
smokes.
event. And they had all these pictures. And from that day forward, J. Edgar Hoover denounced that there was a mafia. There was no such thing. It's a myth. And they told him, "That's what you're saying from now on." Only until Bobby Kennedy became the attorney general did that all change. Because Bobby stepped in and went after everybody at that point, and J. Edgar had no chance, no chance. And at that time, it was over. But when they asked Marilyn to sleep with Bobby or Jack, either one, so they could put him on camera, because Jack was the president of the United States, Bobby was the attorney general, and his brother Jack didn't know he was sleeping with Marilyn. Well, not only was he sleeping with her, he impregnated her. And we didn't know this 6 weeks prior to her showing up there. He forced her to have an abortion.
Bobby.
Bobby, to get rid of his kid, because he was married to Ethel and he had kids. And that's when she went ballistic and said, "I'm going
Tell everyone.
to tell everybody, I'm having a public announcement, going to all the newspapers." And I left and I flew back. And he said, "How'd that go?" I said, "It didn't go at all. She's going public." And Costello said to me that day, on that Monday, he said, "They're going to kill her." I said, "How could they kill her? She has the biggest movie in the world right now, Some Like It Hot, ready to start a new movie with Frank Sinatra she was co-starring in." Well, that was the last weekend in July in 1962. August 4th, there's two different dates on her death certificate, August 4th and August 5th. And that was another reason everybody was in doubt. They killed her on those days. But what happened, Bobby got involved. We're finding that out all because of James Patterson's book. Bobby was there. He was in the house when he said he was not even in the state. Well, that's how foolish he thought the world was. You can't be the Attorney General of the United States and go into a state and the state police
Yeah.
force and everybody else doesn't know you're there.
Right.
He must have thought everybody was fools. And now in Patterson's book, they're saying he was the one that killed her. And they
Right.
and dressed her with the white phone, put her in the bed, and then 5 hours later, they called the police and reported it. But to me, like I say, I've always have opportunities. This opportunity happening right now, 2 weeks between my book and this book, they come out with Marilyn's Last Days. This is James Patterson. He's had 67 best-selling books. He's written 114 books, sold 450 million books. James Patterson, and he names everybody. You have some of the names he's named. Who's in this?
Oh, it was incredible going through those names. Cyril Wett, the forensic guy. He's
the greatest pathologist in the world. Right. Say his name again. We want everybody to know who these people are.
Cyril Wett. And I mean, if you listen to any sort of crime podcast, his name is always coming up. Dr. Cyril Wett. You hear of him all the time. And the names that are coming up in this book are legitimate names. You know, he's talking about her relationships with her doctor. That was Dr. Greenson, her psychologist. He's bringing up all these different units.
Even Dr. Noguchi. I mean, Dr. Right. Noguchi is one of the most famed coroners in the world.
Right. And these are people, I mean, these are big names that, you know, it doesn't take hard. It's not hard to look these names up. These are people who are very well known. And like I said, that I listen to true crime and have for quite some time. And Cyril Wecht, he's very well.
See, if it wasn't James Patterson who was doing the investigation now and everybody's dead, like Fred Ortash. I knew Fred Ortash, one of the best police investigators in the world.
Right.
These are all top people. They're all involved in this. And they're all saying that Bobby killed her. He was there.
Well, and that's what's crazy, that Eunice Mary, the housekeeper.
That was the housekeeper. They threatened her. They said, if you mention anything, we'll abolish your whole family. And she knew they could do it.
Oh, I'm sure. She just watched it be done. You know, I wonder, I'm shocked that they let her live. Because I don't think they have much of a conscience about getting rid of people in their way. So she's lucky, I'm sure. You know,
well, not only that, you start thinking about some of the things that I know about the government. And like, like the Warren Report.
Right.
Why will the Warren Report never come out?
Right.
Because when they were trying to convince, see, Joe Kennedy made a treaty with the mob. He went to bed with the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said, you get my son to be president of the United States. The first thing he would do if he gets in office is invade Cuba.
Get it back.
But not, and they wanted the casinos back. That was the deal. That was the win-win. We'll get him in. We get our casinos back. They throw a Castro. Bobby, he insisted his son Bobby become the attorney general. What Joe Kennedy didn't know and never found out, because he had a stroke, somebody sent a message. A little bird went to see, but I don't want to say who he was. And as the bird was walking down the driveway, he heard the screams of this old man, and he went into a coma, and he never knew even his sons were dead. He died as a vegetable.
Well, it sounds like he deserved that after what he did.
Oh, my God. He was treacherous. But anyway, and Bobby convinced his brother, there's no Cuban missiles on Cuba. We got to call off the airstrike. And why the Warren Report will never come out, we had 2,900 of our uniformed soldiers and sailors on the ground. The Bay of Pigs happened, and they were annihilated because we called off the airstrike. So, I mean, now, if you think she was worried, one person, they annihilated 2,900 people.
Yeah.
And nobody got in trouble. But this is only the lead into where we're going. We start a new year, January 1, 2026. Well, June 1, 2026, would have been Marilyn Monroe's 100th birthday. Now, I have my lawyers right now drawing up a petition that will be up by the first of the year on all our sites. And I want anybody in the world to sign that. We have 5 months to get this petition signed. It's the... The second step, I saved their house already. They can't tear it down. It's in Burbank. And I have some people I've talked with in Burbank Studios that were trying to arrange to be moved to build a living monument for her legacy in Burbank to make it a tourist attraction. And they pay for it and tax people. They can make money, and we'll do some to help people with that. But why I'm doing this, the first next step is I want Marilyn Monroe's death certificate to be changed from suicide to homicide. She did not kill herself. She did not overdose. Yes, she used drugs like so many other movie stars.
Oh, yeah.
But she did not kill herself. She was killed by Bobby Kennedy. And if you don't believe me, buy James Patterson's book, The Last Days of Marilyn Monroe. It's all in there. It's all certified. So I'm not saying it anymore. I'm just elaborating on what I said earlier. And now there is facts of really who killed her. So this whole show, basically to me, I'm dedicating and creating this petition that we clear up her name. I mean, I know this girl so well. And when we come back from the break, I want to tell you some of the things that she was doing to legitimize herself. We'll be right back. And you know the commercial is going to be about my book right now. I mean, I'm so proud of this book, the way it's selling. And now it's selling even more so because of James Patterson. I don't even know the guy, but when I see him, I'm going to kiss him on his face. This guy is amazing for what he did for me. And just the pictures that I had in Calneva and all the doubtful Thomases. Oh, yeah, he knew Marilyn. Get my book. The pictures are in there. You can't take them away. And it's not A1 or this, whatever they call it, in these new things you can do.
Oh, AI.
AI. Is that AI?
Well, Gianni, we've been seeing those pictures. That what year did Hollywood Godfather come out?
Oh, I mean, I forget about it.
Yeah.
That's how
long those pictures have been around.
But far before
AI.
People would rather say negatives than positives.
Right.
Especially with men. I mean, men hate me. And I can understand why. They're not as, you know, successful or whatever it is. I don't know. But the bottom line is, I don't hate anybody. I wouldn't waste the energy. But the thing is, this guy came along 2 weeks after my book came out, and he produces this book. I had nothing to do with James Patterson coming up with all of this. He just verified the last five paragraphs of his book, verify everything I've been saying.
Right. That's incredible to me that this person you've never known, you do not collaborate with, you didn't both decide to write a book at the same time telling the same stories, which makes it, I mean, you can't read those books and not sit back and go, there's something to this, you know? So it's fascinating that all of this has come about at the same time. So I encourage you all, get Mafia Secrets.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, hockey fans! can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
And then you get that James Patterson book, and boy, you're in for some very interesting information. You
know, what I like about this guy, I mean, first of all, I mean, he's a brilliant writer. We all know that. But his investigating reporting, he gets the answers because of who he is. He has conversations with Pat Lawford. Pat Lawford is John Kennedy's sister. He has a conversation where Pat Lawford called Marin and said, "Stop bothering my brothers."
Right.
I mean, there's so much fact here. And Peter Lawford was with Bobby Kennedy. They got stopped by the police on Sunset Boulevard. They looked in the car and they saw the Attorney General, Bobby Kennedy, and they were going to Marilyn's house. They followed them to Marilyn's house.
So besides you, I mean, you and Frank both were like, oh no, Marilyn said too much, right?
Right.
Back in the day when this actually happened, was the word on the street is they killed Marilyn, or do you think people more took it as it was this accidental overdose?
No, I know they didn't hold it. All they read in the paper, the Kennedys' names weren't even mentioned.
Right.
They couldn't even write them in the newspaper by that time. They
right.
weren't allowed to.
Of course, but did
Marilyn was found overdosed. And then everybody left it because they knew that she was taking drugs. They knew how insane she was. But I was privy at the time because she stayed here in New York City as the guest of Frank Costello at the Waldorf Astoria. I really kindled our friendship during that time because I used to walk down to 14th Street and pick her up at Lee Strasberg School. She studied there a year to become a legitimate actress.
Right.
And what they were doing with her at Fox, they just wanted her as TNA.
Right.
And that was one of the reasons Joe DiMaggio left her. He didn't see her that way. And he didn't want people seeing her that way. So she was becoming a legitimate actress. She was ready to co-star with Frank Sinatra in a major motion picture. And she was going back with Joe DiMaggio, going to live a normal life and have a kid.
Yeah, it's so sad to think things were coming along finally for her.
Right.
The marriage, the legitimacy, being a real actress and doing something that she's always wanted to do, and then just to be taken away from finally getting what she wanted to actually be.
And Costello had his lawyers look at her contract, and he found out the out of her contract. In her contract, a lot of movie stars' contracts have this in there. They have a weight limit in there. She couldn't go over a certain size. So all of a sudden, she was getting fat. And I couldn't understand why, but I knew what the language was, so that's what she was doing. She was pregnant. She was pregnant. And Lee Strasberg's, I hope that she's not alive or going to get mad at me, but Lee Strasberg's daughter took her into their house. She used to go there on the weekends upstate and said it was her daughter. She had the baby, but she didn't want the world to know it yet.
Wow.
She was going back to Joe DiMaggio to have a baby. She didn't want to blow that situation. And when she blew up at Cal Neva, and said, "I'm not sleeping with these Kennedys. I want nothing to do with them no more. I'm going public." They treated me like a piece of meat. They passed me around. I'm going to the newspaper and having a press conference. When I came back and told Costello that, he said they're going to kill her. I said, they can't kill her. She's too big of a movie star. Well, we all know she died either August 4th or 5th. It's all according to what coroner's report you're looking at. But she's dead.
Right.
And I've been blowing the horn from the rooftops. Nobody would listen. But now, James Patterson comes clean.
Same thing.
Does an investigation. And look what he did. This is me. I'll tell you right now, I don't even know what this is worth to me. Just to have the bonification that what I've been saying, what I knew all along, I'm not a lawyer. I didn't exaggerate. I didn't make it up. It's bona fide fact. Read the last chapters of James Patterson's book, Marilyn's Last Days, or Last Days of Marilyn Monroe. That's the bona fide title. And it's all in my book. But
right.
With that said, my mission now, and I beg all of you, go on our site. You're going to see the petition. It's legally being drawn up so that the names, it could be verified on how they're doing it. But my lawyers and my guy, I mean, he's going to kill me for mentioning his name, but Howard Rubin is one of the best attorneys in the world. He has the biggest law firm in the world. He's been my lawyer and advising me so many times. He's creating this petition. It'll be done in the next few days. It'll be up on our websites. Go on it, sign it, support it. You're going to feel good about it. And on her 100th birthday, June 1, 2025, I want this to be exonerated.
Right.
I want her name and birth and death certificate to be changed from suicide to homicide.
Right. And, you know, nowadays, you know, now we talk about it all the time. So where along the way did the public start questioning this? Do you know? I mean, right.
Never did.
Oh.
They're not questioning it even now. Today, Marilyn Monroe was an airhead drug dealer. And that's, I mean, she projected that. It was publicized that way.
Yeah.
She was thrown off movies. The only guy that went to her, you know, who went to her defense on a movie?
Who?
Dean Martin. They were going to fire her because she kept screwing up and showing up late. And they've actually fired her. He went right to Paramount. I think it was Paramount or Fox, and said, she's gone, I'm gone. You're done. I'm not doing this movie.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
Why they hired her back. No, but she had people in her corner. I knew her. I knew her on a personal level. This girl had such a low esteem of herself. You would never think she was the movie star she was. Even like on a Sunday night, we would go to a place right here in New York City. She'd put on a dark wig, a scarf, and go in there so nobody knew. If they ever knew she was there, we used to go to a dive bar. We used to go to the Subway Inn. Now it's been moved to Second Avenue. It's still a bar. We used to go there night at night, walk up from the Waldorf. She'd have a disguise on. We'd sit there. She just wanted to be an ordinary person.
Right. And the sad thing is she was getting so close.
I sneeze on the truth. But it's, no, I've seen her in a different way. And like you're saying, it's sad because when she died so many years ago, you know, it's going to be 64 years. They read columns. Oh, Marilyn Monroe OD'd. Found in bed with drug paraphernalia. They had pictures, and that was it. Done, next. But you know, so funny, 3 years later, they kill a columnist called Dorothy Kilgallen. The same way. And they sold it the same way. Drugs.
Right.
Everybody that knew Dorothy Kilgallen would never kill herself. She had children, happily married, had a brownstone, 45... 68th Street, you couldn't believe it was $20 million then. And she had 10,000 columns a day in different syndicated newspapers, plus the star of What's My Lawn.
Right.
Why is this guy going to, or is she going to kill herself?
Right. Exactly. That's the thing about both people, Marilyn and Dorothy were both in a very good spot in their lives.
Right.
And things were just kind of going in the direction they were both happy with.
Yeah.
And, you know, to think that they would both intentionally kill themselves during this time, or I don't know if they thought maybe even accidentally, but, you know, it's hard to say how it was all
public. But. You can't blame it on any person that's publicizing or doing a story on it. I mean, they are headline worthy. So you're going to put the scoop out there. And whoever tells you how they died, especially, you know, a Noguchi or somebody of fame.
Cyril Weck, yeah. I mean, these are names. So let me ask.
That's why now, in the reverse of all that, these people are saying how she died. That's why, again, the credibility of James Patterson and simultaneously coming out with mafia secrets, I don't know what to do for this guy. I got to buy him a new car or something. I don't know what to do.
You couldn't even have timed it better if you'd have tried. You know, that's the crazy thing that a guy you don't even know came out with this book that, you know, is just saying, the only thing that would be any different is if he was reading all your books and then just popped out a book that said so much of the exact same information. But where you don't know this guy, you've never met him. You're certainly
it
not.
It came out 2 weeks after my book. So right. It was already in the works.
That's what I'm saying.
I am so blessed. And that's why I pray. And you may think I'm very corny, but look at my life, 83 years. It's been insane.
Right.
Somebody's watching over me. And to have James Patterson release a book 2 weeks after mine that certifies everything that's in my book I wrote and talked about for 63 years, that's insanity.
Oh, it's insane. You're exactly right. I just think this is, I can't wait to get through it, but it's just the how fortunate that all of a sudden these two things hit at the same time. Even all the people in the world that could say, oh, this is BS, this is, what are the chances that two people that don't know each other at all are going to drop books within 2 weeks of each other?
I know.
That have so much of the same information.
You know, that's why I stopped long ago when people used to, you know, contradict me or, oh, he's lying or he's BSing. And I don't even defend those people because they have no life. They're jealous of me because I have a life, and that's how they take it out. But here again, I was taught by Mr. Costello, just don't ignore them. Why even give them the attention? Forget about it. You're better than that. And here again, it comes to be true. You wait, you'll get your turn. And I got my turn on this
one. Oh, boy. I'm telling you, you know.
I not only got my turn, but if I told you what I was making on this book, every book, forget about it.
Well, that's what's incredible. I hope everybody goes on Amazon and gets a hold of that book because.
And my book has the photographs. The photographs I showed you, it's in this book.
Right.
James Patterson has no pictures. He wasn't there. I'm glad he wasn't. I'm glad he did his investigation so many, many years later. But again, thank you, Lord. I think the best way to end this show.
Absolutely.
It's enough. Happy New Year to everybody. Keep on watching. I'm going to be doing our first show, still with Jeannie, from Dublin. From Dublin. So that'll be a surprise to you and our audience. But it's just going to be great. And I really thank you for the last 3 years. Hollywood Godfather, we have 360 hours up. That's like 5-6 years of, I mean, it's 52 weeks a year, figure it out. It's crazy.
It's Incredible. And we have, thank you to all of our followers. Please share, please rate, review. That helps other people find us. We appreciate you with your nice comments and that you're enjoying the show. Please send us in your recommendations because, all it takes is a question sometimes or a recommendation for Gianni to spark up another memory and get a whole new episode going. So happy new year to everybody. We appreciate you.
And last but not least, the show is about the petition. I need you, all your friends, you just pull it off my website and have your friends sign it and repost it back to us.
That's right.
How do they do that? I don't even know how to do that.
Well, we'll get you the website where you can go sign the petition.
Well, the website is mine, so.
Right. Okay. So we'll get it all on there. Sign the petition. Please share it.
Just look it up, sign it. Print it out, get some names for us. Become a part of this. Let's clear up Marilyn's legacy. Let's all of us get together and change her death certificate from
suicide
to homicide.
That's right.
You'll feel good about it. When you read about it in the newspaper that it's done, you can say, I was a part of it.
Absolutely.
When you print out the petition, keep it for you so you know that. Hey, look, my name's on it. See, I show you. Show your friends.
That's right. You're part of history. That's exactly right. And the more that you share it, we'll have information on Instagram. We're always posting stuff on there. That'll make it easier for you to share that post and get as many people as we can to help get this done. It's a great, great thing, Gianni. And the timing is fantastic. So let's get that done by her 100th.
Her 100th birthday. What better than that? Let's clean up her legacy. She didn't die of drug overdose. She had drugs in her system. She never not had drugs in her system.
Right.
But nothing killed her.
Right.
All right. Good night and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.